Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast as we continue our His 590 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. And today, I want to talk a little bit about prayer and the word intercede. What does that mean? How do we do that on behalf of others? And we'll start our verses, Romans 8, 26 through 27. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. So to intercede is to intervene on behalf of someone. You know, Scripture tells us that Jesus is at the right hand of God and he's interceding for us believers. And there are different types of interceding that's mentioned in Scripture. Jesus intercedes to the Father on our behalf. Believers intercede in prayer on our behalf. And we intercede on behalf of others in prayer. I know some of the richest experiences I've had in my Christian walk have been times when others interceded in prayer on my behalf just at the right time. And when I've interceded on behalf of others, only to find out how timely my prayers were. So the Holy Spirit is the one that guides this. And the scripture we just read tells us that the Spirit himself intercedes for us and searches our hearts in accordance with God's will. You know, a few days ago, I was feeling overwhelmed, discouraged, and I was on the way to preach to a group of ball players. I just didn't feel adequate, didn't know if what I had planned was good enough, and was just feeling uncharacteristically nervous, quite honestly, about the event. I was just praying and pleading with God while driving just to simply help me or show me that he was in it with me. And about that time, a brother in Christ and a friend passed me on the road. He noticed me, gave me a call. I told him where I was going. He asked if he could pray over me on the phone before I arrived, and to which I agreed, and he prayed over me right there and then in that moment. And I knew God ordained that opportunity to show me how much he was with me. And this was one of the richest experiences of community that I've had in a while. I was encouraged. My brother in Christ was encouraged. God was glorified. So I challenge you this week. Ask God for someone in your life who you can intercede in prayer for. Go to the Father on their behalf. Let them know that you did so. You'll be surprised what God will do. And this is what the body of Christ is all about. You know, Jesus himself is interceding on our behalf. In Romans 8:34, our closing verse said, "Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is interceding for us." So Jesus sets the example for us to intercede by doing that on behalf of us to the Father. So find somebody to pray for. Take it to the throne and intercede in prayer on their behalf this week. See you next time.